You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I apologize. We're a little late. Usually we try to get that Cinco close to 5 o'clock. It's 5:10, but better late than never.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
And I apologize to Manny Alexander's family as to why we're late. Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. All right, we're a couple days away from the 4th of July, and Evan, enjoy these next 2 days because we will not hear from Evan unless you're listening to the Rico for 2 weeks. He's headed for a European vacation.
That's right.
So you know Evan, you know his sports brain. What are the top five sports stories Evan will miss while on a European vacation? Mm. Let's predict them.
Too bad you're not going to London. Go, look, kids, Big Ben.
Vacation. Here we go.
Here we go.
Number five.
The Nets trade for an unhappy Giannis.
Can you imagine that? I think that there are a few things I would actually bother you guys with by calling in at basically 9 o'clock at night.
That's what you would call in for?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, definitely.
If the Nets traded for Giannis?
Because you would think you have a shot.
I don't know what I would think. I don't think I'd be happy. I don't think you'd be getting a happy Evan from Europe.
I mean,
I don't want Giannis.
I'm trying to, in my mind, configure how they have a shot.
No, they don't have a shot. It would be stupid.
No, you're right.
You would actually get a very angry Evan, kind of like the fat, dribble, dribble, dribble with James Harden.
Right.
So you may enjoy that. That may be a fun 3 minutes before I hang up, or you hang up on me.
Oh, here we go.
Number four.
This one I really hope doesn't happen, but it is the week and the time frame for it. A local prominent NFL player gets arrested for something stupid. That's always that early July.
Have we had one of those recently?
No, which scares me. Mm. This is that time, right, Tiki? The coaches just pray. And,
who on your team is it going to be? Because the Giants have drafted all characters.
Why would you assume it's my team?
I don't know.
Aaron Glenn's changed the culture. Come on.
All right, here we go.
Number three.
The Yankees sweep the Mets.
I mean, that seems likely at this point. I know the Yankee fan probably doesn't believe that, but if you're a Met fan right now, especially knowing who's pitching in that series, it looks like it's going to be Blackburn, Montas, and God knows on Sunday. That's almost the expectation.
Collective score, 4-1.
Imagine. All right, here we go.
Number two.
The Knicks signed Ben Simmons.
Why did I hear that?
Because they're interested. Ian Begley said the Knicks have some interest in Ben Simmons.
I think I heard Sal and BT debating this.
Well, no. Here's what you heard. You heard Sal complain to us about Brandon's opinion as we were coming on the air. Like, did you hear what BT said? He said he'd prefer Ben Simmons over LeBron James.
Oh, that's what it was.
And I thought about it for a few minutes. And after you're done with the sink, I'll tell you why Brandon may not be wrong.
Okay.
What? Yeah, I'll tell you why I think BT may be actually right.
That's a good tee. You should have led with that. Here we go.
Number one.
The Mets make an enormous trade and or firing as Evan is in a museum.
What's an enormous firing?
Mendy. Like,
they're not firing Mendy.
No, Mendy. Mendy's loved.
I love Mendy, and I would never wish this on, but you heard a couple callers there. If the Mets rattled off getting swept by the Brewers and get swept by the Yankees, and it's really, really spiraled, you don't think there's any chance on the table at all?
I'd be stunned.
I would be too.
I don't think there's any chance that happens.
I can't say never.
But I can't. I would say 2% chance.
I know things can turn really fast in this town. Things turned really fast for, I'll give you a giant example, Ben McAdoo. I mean, if someone would have told you,
great point,
coming off of an 11-win playoff season, they would fire the guy before the next year ended.
You're right.
I would have thought you were nuts. Now, there were circumstances that led to that, obviously.
Right.
Like but
benching Eli.
Sure. But I don't, the Mendy thing, I'd be stupefied.
Well, that's why it's number one.
Oh, that was number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Good list.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Cinco de Five every day at 5 o'clock. Yeah, so real quick on the Ben Simmons stuff. We have to keep this in mind. I would not want Ben Simmons on my basketball team. So I am not telling any Knick fan that you should want him. I don't think he wants to play basketball anymore.
I agree.
And I think that's my number one issue with him.
That is the only issue.
Sure, I think that's fair. Forget about all his limited skills. Like,
yeah.
Can he, in theory, help you defensively off the bench because of his length and his size? Well, sure.
Not if he doesn't want to play basketball.
That's the problem. I don't think he does. But I also understand the idea of, hey, if you're signing a guy on a vet's minimum, you got nothing to lose. Like, there's really nothing to lose. And that's where I could understand Brandon or anybody else saying, hey, I don't want to make a trade for LeBron where I'm giving up something I like, whether it's Karl Anthony Towns or the combination of OG and Josh Hart, yeah, where I like those players just to bring in a relic at this age.
But at least,
so I'd rather take the no-risk vet minimum deal. From that standpoint, I understand.
But you almost know it's not going to work out, Evan. You know he's not going to want to play. You know that he cares more about being, I don't know, wealthy than he does being a great basketball player. Whereas LeBron, at least he's going to try to be a great basketball player.
I agree with you. So let's play the risk-reward game.
Go ahead.
The biggest risk of signing Ben Simmons on a vet minimum deal is what? What's the biggest risk? Nothing. What's the worst that could happen?
You cut him in a month.
Exactly. I agree with you. The worst that could happen is we all realize this was a waste of time, and you cut him. Now think about the worst thing that could happen if you trade. And again, you're going to have to trade big money players for LeBron James.
You're financially compromised, and he's not nearly the same player that he was.
And
you're stuck with him.
And you just traded a player or players that could have helped you.
Probably neither one of these things are happening. So it's not even, it's just an interesting thought conversation. But it's not going to, Ben Simmons is not going to go to the Knicks. There's no way a team that's ready to win like they are is going to bring in a guy who is going to undermine the enthusiasm of that locker room.
I disagree with you. I think they very well could sign it.
But why?
Because they got nothing to lose. It's a vet minimum deal. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Take a shot on some G League superstar, right? Sign him to a two-way contract. If he makes it, yeah, whatever. If not, you throw him back down.
I think teams, or in the Knicks case, could be brought in by, well, he's 6'10". He's got a lot of length. He could defend 1-5. Like, in theory, here's the thing about Ben Simmons getting to experience it. Ben Simmons, in theory, makes a lot of sense.
Right.
But in practicality, it doesn't. Like, don't misunderstand. I agree with you.
Okay, good.
I don't want Ben Simmons on my team. It won't work. The only part where I veer off is because it's the vet minimum and you truly have nothing to lose, I wouldn't be stunned if they brought him
in. It only makes sense when you do it in comparison to LeBron James. Because LeBron James also doesn't make sense. Unless you can guarantee that he's going to have an elite age 41 season.
Well, it's also riskier because you are going to have to give up valuable pieces.
Mm-hmm.
Like signing a guy to a vet minimum offers no risk. Now, one thing I read about Ben Simmons, and this just shows you how clueless he is, Ben Simmons refuses to play for the vet minimum and wants like a real contract. Well, if that's the case, go to China.
Yeah.
I don't know what else to tell you because I don't think any team with a half a brain is going to give Ben Simmons anything other than the vet minimum. And that's, by the way, all the Knicks can offer.
Right.
It's not like they can offer you anything else. But vet minimums to me are very similar to minor league deals in baseball. Minor league deal offers no risk. You can sign whoever the heck you want to a minor league deal. There's no risk involved.
No.
Your baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Cadillac dealers, your tri-state Cadillac dealers. The last time the Mets and the Yankees met on the 4th of July, they played a doubleheader. Name the two winning pitchers in the game. We will take caller number 6 at 866-540-WFAN to answer your baseball IQ trivia question, and you could win a $250 American Express gift card. Your baseball IQ trivia question is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers and Cadillac's family of EVs, including all-electric Lyric. I won't say much about the game, but I will tell you about what led to the doubleheader.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast!
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102!
Laser beam! Baby, this is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It was a Friday night before 4th of July. Me and Tommy were in, what's the most exclusive club at Yankee Stadium?
We were in the Legends Club.
We were in the Legends Club.
Right.
And we were eating meat.
Sushi and everything else.
Oh, we were going to town. And it was wonderful. It was a good time.
Good surf and turf.
And then I got a phone call. Got a phone call from the owner's box. It was not the owner. It was Craig. He ditched us to sit in the owner's box.
Sure did.
While we were in the Legend Suites. Yep. And he said, I'm going to give you a little heads up. The game's been canned. You can leave. And I said, really? He's like, oh, yeah. It's like, it's going to be postponed in the next 5 minutes. I was like, I got to get out of here. And so I left. This was like 9 o'clock at night. Like, they waited a while.
Right.
And they did cancel the game. Unfortunately, there was a lot of rain. And so it led to a very unique 4th of July doubleheader the next day. And I was going to Montauk with my family. So it was kind of like this Subway Series. It ain't getting in the way of vacation. And I was out. In fact, this will really make you proud of me, Sean. I didn't score either of the games of that doubleheader.
Wow.
Whoa. We're in Montauk. I didn't.
Very absent from your book.
Yeah, well, I was with my family. Is that
family,
okay?
Family first.
Family first. And I also thought, like, it wasn't doable. We were out to dinner on Long Island in the middle of a long doubleheader. I knew going in, fait accompli to try to do this.
Right.
So just lean into it. Know what's going on in the game. It'll probably be on a TV. And so instead of fighting the system, I just kind of leaned in and I was right. There was no way I was going to be able to get through that DVRing Mets Yankees while out on Long Island on the 4th of July, even something as far off as Montauk.
I don't want to pull a Sean. Technically, the 4th of July was a Sunday. It was not the next day.
Is that true?
Yeah.
So, but wasn't the doubleheader on Saturday?
No, the doubleheader was on the 4th of July.
You're right.
That's the question.
No, you're right. You're 1,000% right. I went to the Saturday game. The game was rained out Friday.
Right.
I went to the Saturday game. That's where Jet got a foul ball. The Mets, I think, won that game. I'm pretty confident they won the game on Saturday, and then Sunday was the double.
What I was just telling Sean.
You're right. I'm sorry.
The reason I remember so vividly is I know we had the show was off on Monday, and there was legitimate thought that Aaron Boone would get fired. The Yankees were in a tough spot. They lost that series, and not like, oh, is Aaron Boone going to get fired? People thought he was getting fired that week, and we weren't doing the show Monday. So I just, that weekend is like ingrained in my brain.
You're 1,000% right. Wow. I remembered that completely incorrectly. They played Saturday and then the doubleheader on Sunday. And 4th of July Sunday. Would you rather have a 4th of July Sunday or a 4th of July Friday?
Definitely a 4th of July Friday. Especially us, that, and us, people unlike us who have to work regardless, they are already gone.
Yeah.
Wednesday is their Thursday on a Friday. So they're gone.
That is true.
Friday's the best day, I think, for a holiday.
Oh, without a doubt.
See, I would say 4th of July would have been better on a Thursday. Because then no one's coming to work on Friday either.
Yeah,
so it actually turns into a four-day
week. It really becomes not a week at all.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's Monday, Tuesday, and then everybody's out.
I still don't see the problem, Teague.
Because we have to work anyway.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. The 4th of July was on a Thursday. I don't think we're coming back on July 5th. I think we're probably all off.
It depends on what's... No, you're probably right.
And next year we get the 250th on a Saturday?
Is that true?
I mean, I don't know.
No, you're right.
I think it's America's 250th birthday.
1776. He's right.
No, you're right.
Holy crap.
Well, how the hell did you know that?
Yeah, how'd you know that?
We're already pre-planning next year's 4th of July party. Apparently, it's going to be a biggie.
Yeah, well, it is 250? And it's on a Saturday, you said?
Yes.
Is that good? I don't know if that's good.
July 4th is a Saturday.
For 250? That is going to be the most bonkers 4th of July I think we're alive for.
Well, what are we going to do any different than what we normally
do? But why does it matter? It's just 250.
That's a round number, you see.
Right. Yeah, I think you're going to get bigger fireworks displays from people. I think you just go bigger for 250.
What did I hear about 2025? That it's a square number?
No, you know what you heard? Today is the first day where we are closer to 2050 than we are the year 2000.
Oh, yes.
Did you hear that one?
No, that's not what I heard.
Oh, sorry.
2025 is a square year.
Oh.
It's 45 squared.
I don't know what that means.
So this is the only one we'll likely see in our lifetime. The other one was 36 squared. I forget what year it was. It was like 2011. Like
okay.
But so this is a square year.
Okay. So I don't know what that means. I still don't know what that means.
It doesn't mean root numbers? Come on.
Yes.
Oh. I thought I was more interested that
the
we're
square root of 2025 is 45.
I got you.
It doesn't usually happen.
Well, aren't you more interested in the fact that we're closer to 2050 than we are 2000?
No, I don't like that factoid because it's been everywhere today. And you know what? Some people are reading that thinking, oh, my God, I'm going to die soon. And I don't like that.
Well, every day we live, we're a day closer to dying. True story. Let's go to Mark and Dix Hills. Hey, Mark. What's up, Mark?
Mark.
Mark going once. Mark is gone. We'll go to Ken in Floral Park. What's up, Ken?
Hey, guys. Great show. Evan, there's a guy that I've been wanting. I have a Volpe point if I have time, but. There's a guy I've been dying for the Yankees to get for the last couple of years. To me, he's a game changer. Now, he wouldn't solve third unless he plays third. But if Arizona falls out of it, is there any chance they could go after Ketel Marte? That guy, to me, is a game changer.
He's a star. He's a star. I just wonder if the Diamondbacks would trade him because he signed to a long-term contract. Like, the appeal of trading somebody like Eugenio Suarez is that he's a free agent at the end of the year. But Ketel Marte is signed to an incredibly reasonable deal that is through 2030. So if you're the Diamondbacks and you have this guy in the prime of his career sign a reasonable contract, my guess is you're not trading him. Like you're gonna stick with him. I've mentioned his name before as, wouldn't that be cool if he's available? But I don't think it's realistic. Like with a lot of the other guys, you could explain why. Corey Seager's overpaid. Explain why. Eugenio Suarez is a free agent at the end of the year. It explains why.
Right.
Ketel Marte has really blossomed into a star with the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's been there for almost a decade. I just don't think they would trade him. And I think the return would be massive. Massive. But yeah, if you're the Yankees, would you be interested if he became available? Absolutely. Ozzy's in Woodridge. Hey, Oz.
Hey, fun and safe trip, Evan.
Thank you.
You and yours.
Appreciate it. What's up?
You're welcome. Early happy 4th to everybody over there.
Oh, we appreciate it.
And belated happy 51st State Day.
All right, you've wished so many happies. Can we just get to your point already? I mean, happy this, happy that. What do you want to say? Who are you insulting today? Wow, Mets made a major lineup change.
Let's hear it.
Mets made a major lineup. No, I want you to. Oh, you know what? You're right, Ozzy. I'm going to put you back on hold. I'm going to put you back on hold.
Yes, hold please, Ozzy.
The Mets have made a major lineup change.
For this afternoon's game.
Second game of this doubleheader. Would you like to guess what the major lineup change is?
I'm going to say lineup.
The lineup order. So specifically 1, 2, 3, 4. Obviously, it has been.
Pete Alonso's leading off.
Pete Alonso is not leading off. Pete Alonso is still batting cleanup. That has not changed.
Juan Soto's leading off.
Juan Soto, which I have suggested, is not leading off. Juan Soto is batting third. That has not changed.
Francisco Lindor is batting seventh.
Very close. Francisco Lindor is no longer the Mets leadoff hitter. Francisco Lindor, who has been leading off since the Mets made that change over a year ago, is batting second. So now it is Lindor, Soto, Alonso. So it's 1-2-3 what it was early in the season, but who is the new leadoff hitter? Who is entering the leadoff spot Nimmo. Knowing it is not Pete, it is not Soto, it is not Lindor?
Nimmo.
Your guess is Nimmo. Tommy?
I'm going to go Nimmo as well.
You're going to go Nimmo as well? Make it a clean sweep, Sean?
I'm compromised. I sold on it.
What was that?
I'm compromised. I sold on it. I'm abstaining.
Oh, okay. Now, you guys are right. Brandon Nimmo is back into the leadoff spot.
You could have just said Nimmo and then gone to clean sweep, yeah. And then we all would have been right.
True.
He wanted to be honorable.
He could have played the game.
I'm being honorable. Yeah,
you don't want to wear the elegant.
And it is worth noting, Lindor not playing the field either.
Yeah, that one's sort of minor, I think.
He's
de-aging? Yeah. Yes. On a doubleheader, I think it's smart to give someone half an off day, whether it's Soto, Pete, or Lindor. I think you should do that. So. Yeah. That's no big deal,
Makes sense.
The lineup tonight, as the Mets are going to try to snap this losing streak, features Brandon Nimmo leading off, something he's done many times. This isn't crazy for him.
Lead off home run?
You asked me for prediction?
That's a question mark, not a statement.
No, he's going to get hit by a pitch.
Oh.
Yeah. Strikes out.
Jacob Misurowski is going to drill him in the ass, and then Nimmo's going to get the first base.
Why? What reason would he have to do that?
I think he's just sending a message. Good young pitcher. I think it's just Misurowski trying to pitch inside, and it just busts it in, and it hits his tuchus.
Okay.
I'm not saying it's malicious. You asked me for a prediction.
I know, but that's just like a vicious one.
It's not vicious. He's going to get the first base. Nimmo's going to sprint there like his, you know, what's on fire. What's your prediction?
I said he's going to hit a home run.
Oh, you actually believe that?
That was a question and a statement.
So you're saying Nimmo's going to hit a leadoff home run?
I don't know. But it's my question and statement.
Well, my answer is no. And your answer is what?
Yes.
Okay. So it's Nimmo, Lindor, Soto, Alonso, McNeil, Tyrone Taylor, Beatty, Mauricio at short, and Hayden Sanger batting ninth. So the really only the major change is Nimmo to the leadoff spot, Lindor to the two spot. You happy with this, Tommy?
Before I answer that, I wanted to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Both of you. Do you think this was a Mendoza decision or a Lindor decision?
No, I think it's Mendy trying to shake it up.
You don't think Lindor? Because, I mean, the leadoff spot, it turned everything around. He's always better in the leadoff spot.
It just hasn't turned it. It hasn't.
So maybe Lindor went to Mendy and said, Skip, you know, you could take me out of the leadoff spot. Don't feel like
He asked last year?
I don't think so. I think once he was in the leadoff spot, he was
No, when he was, because he was batting second, right? Mm-hmm. In L.A., when they moved him to leadoff, did they ask him?
No, the only thing that occurred in that conversation, from what I recall, is that Lindor said, if you move me, keep me there. I don't want to bounce around. Just, if I'm going to lead off, let me lead off. And so you wonder, and by the way, to answer your question, of course it's possible. I have no idea. Maybe Mendy will reveal that. Was this a Lindor idea? Hey, I'm slumping, Skip. Let's try something different.
Mm-hmm.
Or is this Mendy saying, hey, I got to try something different. I already tried something different with Soto and Alonso when I moved them down a slot. Because remember, early in the season, it was Soto 2, Alonso 3.
Right.
Let me try something different. I just think the something different to try is leading off Juan Soto. And by the way, and I'll get to you, Ozzie, don't worry. I wanted to say this about the Yankees. I would lead off Aaron Judge tonight.
Mm.
And I stand by this. I know I've been screaming this for months and months, but I want to specifically tell you why tonight's the night to do it. John Schneider, the manager of the Blue Jays, has taken my approach of, I'm not letting this guy beat me.
In any critical moment, he's walking him.
And forget critical moments. He's doing it in the most unorthodox way of walking a guy. I charted it just to prove my point. Runner on first, one out in game one, he intentionally walks Aaron Judge.
Right.
Who does that? Nobody on, nobody out in the eighth inning of a 5-4 game. He intentionally walks him.
Right, and then jazz sack bunts for whatever reason.
That's a different story.
They went crazy about that.
Runner on first, nobody out in the seventh, down 4-2. Or the Blue Jays are up 4-2, right. I should say. Walks him. So not only was Judge intentionally walked three times or four times, he has done it in ways that are like very unorthodox. And so my attitude would be, I'm going to lead him off, Schneider. You want to walk him, put the leadoff man on. I'll take my chances that the rest of my order will produce. Now, Boone has not done that. Aaron Judge is batting second. He did do something else that's really creative. Ben Rice is leading off, first time in a couple of weeks, but he's catching.
Right.
Which means the New York Yankees went their entire existence never leading off a catcher. And this year, they've done it twice.
Right.
With two different people. What up?
That's who's hitting the leadoff home run.
Ben Rice?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that doesn't do anything for the Mets today, but it does do something for the Yankees. Jose Barrios on the mound. Anyhow, Ozzy, that was important news. Now, what's on your mind?
They do not know what the bleep they're doing. Both teams. Holy.
moly. Yeah. Desperate times, I guess, for both teams in New York.
Yeah.
By the way, the bylaws of our beloved land state that no flag or banner should be displayed or flown higher than the red, white, and blue. And that Roid Rat monstrosity is three times as high as the American flag, and you have plenty of space to the right on that white brick wall.
I'm going to be
fixed it by the 4th of July.
I'm going to be blunt with you. So we have an American flag that I actually need to bring home with me because my American flag I have in front of my house is damaged, and so I don't want to continue to fly a damaged flag. So I may bring back my American flag that I have here. Mm. But number two, Oz, it's very difficult to hang things around here. So I know you like to be our interior decorator, but hanging that American flag above the A-Rod flag is like above our pay grade. And I think it hanging in front of the great Boomer Esiason and Phil Simms with their heads sneaking out behind it, I think is very honorable. Because who's more patriotic than Phil Simms? Mm. I can't think of anybody
who now has a stadium named after it.
That's right. I heard about that. So we appreciate your help, but the good news is the flag is coming home with me because I need to use it. So sorry about that.
If you bring back the beaten up flag, it has to be flown higher than any other flag or banner. It's disrespectful if it's not.
Well,
Evan, as an American, you should know this. Come on.
As an American, I'm also very confused. My flag is damaged due to the weather, and I don't know how I'm supposed to get rid of it because you're not supposed to throw out a flag. You're supposed to bury it. So
really,
I don't know, or fold it up or do something with it. So I don't know what I'm supposed to do with my teetered American flag. I got to look it up.
Tattered.
Tattered. What did I say?
Teetered.
Teetered.
Same thing.
Like a teeter-totter.
Teeter-tattered.
You guys always talk about your favorite shows and series. You guys are on White Lotus a lot. You mentioned Succession. Well, my favorite show now is this S show that's going on with the Knicks called Regression. Wow. What a disaster that's going on. Rick Brunson is really controlling Dolan like Isaiah 2.0. Sooner or later, before you know it, it's going to be Rick's Knicks, Tommy. It's going to be.
You know, it's
you
so.
Ready for it?
No, stop it. Again, this is not Little League where the best player's father, more often than not, coaches the team. Rick Brunson is an assistant. Do I think he has a voice? Yeah. Do I think a lot of the other assistants do? Yes. But this idea that Rick Brunson is, you know, Triple H and they're ready to push the old man out of there so he could run the company or the Succession on HBO, I think is overblown dramatics. Peddled and pushed by the coalition of Knick haters, which you are a part of, led, but of course, by one Mr. Evan Roberts.
Listen, Rick Brunson hired Mike Brown for a reason. He's just the bleh hire. So that was his plan all along. The plan is in place. The regression has begun, Tommy.
No, it's not Rick Brunson. It's Leon Rose. That's who's really running the show here. Everyone wants to talk about Dolan. This is Leon Rose's team. And if you don't get with the program with Leon Rose, you're showing the door.
And Worldwide West.
And Worldwide West, exactly.
He's a big part of that
too. It's not Rick Brunson, you know, lobbying for his son. His son does enough on the court to speak for itself.
I'd be very curious about Mike Brown's staff. One of the rumors about James Borrego joining the staff, guy with head coaching experience, great. Will Rick Brunson remain on the staff?
Right.
I think we all assume the answer is yes.
Is there an existing relationship with Rick?
I'm not sure. I'd have to look that up. I don't know
when they would have crossed potentially, but there's a delicacy with that, obviously, because obviously, you know, Jalen Brunson has respect for his dad. I think the locker room does as well, but it could be awkward.
Yeah, I don't see one. I mean, he's with the Knicks. He was with Minnesota. I'm talking about Rick. Chicago, Charlotte,
I'm just
Denver.
Talking about even just the relationship. They know each other.
I'm sure they know each other just because it's, you know, it's a small business. But in terms of working with him before, it doesn't look like there's anything on the resume. But wouldn't it behoove Mike Brown or any head coach to have someone who's close to the star player on the staff? Because I don't think Rick Brunson's undermining.
No, I don't think so.
So then
either.
It's an asset for Mike Brown more than anything else.
Real quickly, Evan, I might have tuned out. You see Ben Rice is leading off. Who the hell did you want leading off tonight?
Aaron Judge.
Who?
Crap. King Aaron Judge.
Dude.
I'm really struggling with this.
This is more a case study in that if Evan doesn't write something down and memorize it, right. he screws it up. This was your baby in the sense of, you know, donating the dollar if you don't put
and
the king in front of judge. Yeah, he did it like three or four times. You did it yesterday. We were on the air for 20 minutes.
I did it yesterday. I've already added that to the total. How many times have I done it today? Twice?
That would have been your third, but I set you up for it, too. So that if you want to subtract that one.
All right, I'm up to $16.
I don't think we're counting setups.
Okay.
Because Lugie got set up.
Okay, so that's $15. Yeah. Yeah, so the rule around here is since King Aaron Judge was voted the king of New York sports by the WFAN staff back at Fanatics Fest a few weeks ago, on this show, because we can't, you know, rule every other show, on this show you have to refer to him as King Judge. And I have been slipping on the banana peel lately.
That's because you don't respect the result.
No, I do though, and I think Aaron Judge is king. That's good. I think King Aaron Judge is king. Tommy's right. I'm a big write stuff down kind of guy.
Well, write it down.
I have the chart written down in terms of how much everybody owes. I'm up to $15. Sean is at $10. Tiki's at $2, and Lugie is at a single dollar. Speaking of writing things down, it is very cool that you can listen to our show not only here on the Odyssey app, but iHeartRadio and the TuneIn apps. That's a really cool new feature. So I just wanted to point that out. But yeah, I would lead off King Judge. I've been saying that all year. Everyone thinks I'm crazy.
You've been saying this since last year.
I think it makes sense. I mean, what am I going to tell you? And I really think leading off Juan Soto makes sense. But Mendy's not going to do it. Mendy's very hard-headed about it, so he's not going to do it. We'll come back to your calls. Get you set for Yankees-Blue Jays tonight. We'll go more into detail on that Yankee lineup and how important tonight's game is, considering the last two nights.
From the 1010 Winds Traffic Center, I'm Greg Rice with the Fan Highway Patrol. New trouble in Jersey on the Garden State Parkway. Southbound coming down to Woodbridge near exit 129. You got the left lane out with a crash, and it's starting to get real slow. You want to get into Woodbridge better. The Total Orthopedics pain-free route is going to be the southbound New Jersey Turnpike. Once you get down the shore, southbound Parkway is slow south of Route 18 all the way into Toms River. Citybound side of the George, 30 on the upper, 15 to 20 minutes. On the inbound lower, southbound Deegan, that's the best of it out. Lincoln, it's about an extra 20 minutes into the city. Outbound Lincoln Tunnel, we're looking at about an extra 25 from 11th, better from 9th. 15 to 20 minutes home at the Holland. Outbound covered roadway and inbound Skyway are slow. Newark Bay is better, and the Clearview Throgs in a combination, the best of it across the Upper East River. Traffic is sponsored by the New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety with the Fan Highway Patrol. I'm Greg Rice, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God.
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a 4th of July Eve here on The Fan. And then coming up on the 4th of July, the Mets are going to play the Yankees in what may be the one of the more disgusting Subway Series we can remember. Because the Yankees are not playing well, nor are the Mets. The Yankees have lost back-to-back games to the Toronto Blue Jays. They did that with Carlos Rodon on the mound. They did that with Max Fried on the mound. And we'll see if they can turn it around tonight with Will Warren on the mound. They made a lineup change. Ben Rice back in the leadoff spot, catching for the Yankees tonight. Still no Austin Wells. When is Austin Wells coming back?
He is available off the bench tonight and will start tomorrow, Cornell Boone.
All right. It's been a while for him.
Yeah. What was that? That was a
circulation
in his finger, mm-hmm. which is weird. And hard to define what causes that.
Yeah.
I think I heard them talking about it the other day, and someone was saying it's like an aneurysm or something happened.
Jeez.
It's like it sounded scarier than it probably is.
He hasn't even gotten on the IL.
But he didn't go on the IL because they knew it likely would be short term.
Yeah.
And the testing they had to go through the groin to test that? Did you see that?
Yeah, like you got to send them like a camera or something up there. I don't know.
I guess.
Whatever.
That does not sound pleasant.
No, it does not.
And he will be back tomorrow, as you said, Sean. J.C. Ascara has been serving as the backup catcher all year. I think we're all over that. I mean, he's not very good.
I don't even know if I trust him to drive my Uber right now.
Maybe not. But I think because Ben Rice is such a valuable hitter that they're going to have to carry a third catcher. So the idea of, well, just get rid of him. Ben Rice can catch. He's been doing it frequently.
Right.
The negative to that is when you play Ben Rice at first base or you have a day where Ben Rice is DHing, that's your backup catcher. And your backup catcher playing DH your first base doesn't exactly leave you a lot of flexibility. So I think, unfortunately, J.C. Ascara is going to remain here. But Aaron Boone clearly doesn't like him. And here's why. Aaron Boone, for the years he's been here, never criticizes his players, at least publicly.
Right. And never, ever hear him.
Never hear him do it. He was caught on camera a few days ago going at Ascara. Then he's asked after the game about Volpe's decisions, and he defends him. Like, Volpe, you know, it's smart. He's being aggressive. And then he rips Ascara for making a play in which he threw a wild pitch to the pitcher covering. And he's like, yeah, that was dangerous. That was irresponsible. I'm like, what? Like, are we serious? So Volpe, no problem.
Yeah.
Just being aggressive.
Volpe's here for the long haul.
Meanwhile,
you might be here for the rest of the season.
But Ascara makes like an innocuous throw to the pitcher covering on a wild pitch, mm-hmm. and Aaron Boone's all pissy about it. Well, so it's odd. It's almost like he doesn't like J.C. Ascara. And I don't even know if that's the case. It could also be as simple as, you know, that certain players handle certain things better than others.
Right.
And Anthony Volpe just may be one of those athletes that, hey, if you criticize him, it actually, you don't get the best out of him. Mm-hmm. Some athletes you can be harder on, and you'll get more out of them. Did you come across guys like that?
Yeah, but football's different. It's hard to even compare it because baseball, these guys go into mental slumps when you get yelled at a little bit. And so you just kind of leave them to their own devices. Whereas football players, it depends literally on the coach because he doesn't care about you.
But could you see that with Boone then?
He doesn't care about your feelings. He cares about how he wants to coach you.
Right. Could you see that with Boone? That he's going to actually be softer on the guy who he doesn't think in, like, Anthony Volpe.
He feels like he's the same with everybody.
No, not this week he wasn't.
Not with Ascara, but I feel like in general, he's the same with everybody. That would be my gut on Aaron Boone. And I think that's a good thing because it doesn't send mixed signals to different pieces of the locker room, but I don't see him as a yeller anyways, like a screamer, like,
but
screw you, blah, 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 you messed this thing up. But I think he's even keeled.
Yeah, and that's his style. That's what made him kind of going after Ascara odd to me. And at first I liked it, and then I thought about it, and I was like, I don't like this anymore. So when Brian Daboll scolded Daniel Jones, remember that first game?
But that's his personality. That's Dave's personality.
100%. But I think that most Giant fans are like, oh, my God, this is great. Like, he's really telling Daniel Jones the truth.
I think when Aaron Boone is yelling or talking, you know, passionately to J.C. Ascara, we're like, oh, that's cool. He's actually reprimanding somebody. But then you're like, well, why aren't you doing that to Anthony Volpe?
Mm.
Like, do it to the guys who are more important, who probably need it more.
Right, which is why it's better to just be even keel and the same with everybody.
I agree. That's why at first when I saw it, I was like, this is cool. Then I thought about it, and I was like, this sucks.
Right.
I don't want Aaron. Did you like that, Sean?
Yeah, I liked it if I see it more with other players.
That's my point.
You know, like,
that's what makes it worse.
What's the problem is this is something we've been begging Aaron Boone to do, period. Like, right. if that same site was shown and it's Anthony Volpe being talked to, we're pumped up about
but
the match.
No, we're
the
excited.
Problem we're saying
good, wasn't.
Right, good job, Aaron Boone. By the way, thank you, SNY, for joining us. As
that's
always,
it.
Baseball Night New York is coming up next, brought to you by the Tri-State Cadillac Dealer.
The show's like almost over.
Flew through.
I didn't even realize that.
But we gave SNY a win today.
Yes.
How did we give SNY a win today?
Because the baseball team did.
No, the baseball team never gives them a win. We try to give you W's, SNY, because God knows the baseball team ain't doing it. No, that's my overall point, though. Like, I think we would like to see that kind of actions from Aaron Boone. Doing it on J.C. Ascara almost feels like whatever.
Right.
Especially when Anthony Volpe made two mental decisions in that game. I think most of us said, dude, you shouldn't have made both of those throws. Let's go to George calling from Mottville. What's up, George?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
Big fan of the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks.
Tiki, lifelong Giant fan. You're a Hall of Famer in everyone's eyes. You'll get your day in the sun.
I appreciate you, man.
Hey, listen, we appreciated you. Trust me. Evan, about your tattered flag, I know that you can take that to organizations like the BFW, American Legion, things like that, and then they dispose of them honorably.
I think that's a great idea, and I appreciate that advice because I went on the internet, and my dad sent me this, and others have sent me this, that apparently to properly dispose of an American flag, I'm not making this up.
Go ahead.
The U.S. flag code suggests destroying it in a dignified way, preferably by burning it.
What?
By burning it.
That's dignified?
Yeah, I'm burning it. I thought they were trying to outlaw that.
Right.
Maybe once it's all tattered, it's no longer considered a flag, so it becomes okay?
I don't know, but that's the way, according to the U.S. flag code suggests. It says destroying it in a dignified way, preferably by burning it. Alternatively, and this is what George was saying, you can bury it or donate it to an organization like the American Legion or the Boy Scouts,
right,
who will then retire it in a ceremony.
I would do that.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm not burying my American flag, nor am I burning it. Can you imagine, like, all right, you know what? I'm following the code of conduct. I'm going to burn the American flag. And someone just drives by my house, and they see me just standing there burning an American flag.
Exactly.
You find that funny, don't you?
I just the sight of Evan going, no, I read the rules.
That's what it says to do, I swear. How has there not been a curb about this? Curb your enthusiasm about this. Because it does feel like one giant misunderstanding. Like, what are you talking about? I'm not doing anything wrong.
There was a similar Seinfeld episode that's no longer shown because of that.
Really?
Yes.
About burning the American flag?
Not the American flag. The famous Puerto Rican Day Parade episode. Do you remember that?
You know what? I've seen every episode.
But
I don't.
What did they do with the flag? I don't remember.
So what happened was a classic Kramer. He's lighting up his cigar and he's celebrating and the cigar catches the flag on fire at the parade and he starts stomping it out. It's a classic scene in a vacuum. It's very funny. But in the years that followed, they took that out of the inventory of being reshown
so
on TV.
So you don't see that now?
He's stomping,
on the Puerto Rican flag and it went on fire and that's considered, you know, very disrespectful.
So that's not in rotation anymore?
No. You can't find it. Now, unless
the episode or just the scene?
The episode. So that was when TBS and all of them were doing reruns. I can't speak to whether Netflix reinserted it now that they have the deal. But, yeah, they took it out of the rotation and reruns because of that.
Here's my opinion on this. And Disney got a lot of crap for it. And I thought Disney was ahead of its time. So people got offended because people are so sensitive that Disney put up warnings before their movies. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, we're going to show you this.
Right.
But a lot of this is offensive. It was from 50 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then they show it to you. I prefer that. Like, who cares what warning they put out there? That's great. Then I can make my decision. Do I want to watch it?
Right.
That is a million times better than literally making believe something doesn't exist. That is worse.
Mm-hmm.
Warn me. We can all make our decisions. Okay, that's from 1965. That's why that's really, really racist. And then watch it or don't watch it. Whatever.
It's like Blazing Saddles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They still show it.
No, but isn't that the right approach?
100%.
And I remember when Disney would get crap for it.
If you're uninitiated, this is going to offend you.
Right.
This movie is very racist.
Right.
But it's entertaining.
And there's nothing wrong with putting that warning out there. People were bothered by the warning. I'm like, okay, the warning's fine. You're still watching it. Taking it out, to me, is far worse. So if
By the way, I love that movie.
I haven't seen it, but believe it or not.
Really?
Nah, I know. There's a bunch. You know what I did last night?
Make sure your children are nowhere near.
No, I trust me. I know.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.